Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Sadiq?
Yes, speaking. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I apologize I missed your call. This is Allison from the Home Healthcare Agency in regards to Sharif.
Yes. I got your phone call from yesterday. Sorry to miss your call because I
No,
was.
that's okay.
Yeah.
So, does he go by, I just wanted to clarify, does he go by Muhammad or does he go by Sharif?
Muhammad Sharif Uddin. Yeah. It's Sharif is a middle name, so it's okay.
Okay. I just
Yeah.
wanted to, whatever he prefers. So I
Yeah.
just wanted to call and introduce myself, let you guys know. So I took a look into his Medicaid profile for this service. Now, you guys aren't going to go through the usual way on his Medicaid. He's a permanent resident, correct?
Right.
Okay. So when did he come here?
He came here almost at the last February, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with this, it's going to be a little different than the usual way to apply. Now,
Okay.
for instead of like a regular, he right now has emergency Medicaid for permanent residency. Now, with this comes a doctor's form, and it's going to sound really technical. It's called a PA. I believe it's a 17. Hold on. Let me pull up this case. It's a P called a PA 1917. Now, what that is a doctor's form for his physician. It's for emergency medical condition information to claim him eligible for the program as a permanent resident. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, when you guys, I have access to this form. If you want, I can send it to you. You guys can get it filled out by his physician, and you guys return that to the county assistance office, and they will review it for the approval for services.
Okay, so you mean the you're gonna send me the prompt to filling out from the doctor, right?
Yes, so I will send you the emergency medical condition form that they have to fill out for permanent residence. Give me one second. What is, do you want to either email, mail, whatever you prefer?
I mean, if you could me send me the email, that's fine
Yeah.
because I can print it out right away.
Yeah, what's the best email for you?
So my email is MD, M as in Mary, D as in David, Sadiq, SADEQUE, 1@gmail.com.
You said 1@gmail.com, like the number one.
Right.
Perfect. So it's MDSADEQUE1@gmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. I will send that over right when we hang up. If you have any questions, you can call me at this direct line, and we can discuss it.
Okay.
Once I will include in the email that once this is filled out, I'll give you the Berks County Assistance Office to hand this into, okay?
Okay. Sound good.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for the call back. I appreciate it. I'll send this over right when we hang up.
Okay, I got another question.
Yeah.
The question is that the Muhammad Sharifuddin, he's my father-in-law. Then also I did apply for my his wife and my mother-in-law.
Got
Inspect.
it.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do with the mother-in-law? Is that's gonna be same prompt to filling out both of them?
So let me see. Is there, yeah, did we only get a referral for the one?
Okay.
No, did we as the agency when you called in, did you only give them Sharif's information or did you give them your mother-in-law's information as well?
I did them to both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is her name?
Her first name is Rosina, her last name Begum.
Okay, hold on. I think I saw this name in here. Okay, right here.
You got it?
So, okay, perfect. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sign it's ROJINABEGAM.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to assign both of them to myself just so it's not because it was assigned to my coworker. That way you don't have two people calling you at the same time.
Okay.
So I'll work on both of them. Yes, it'll work the same way. She's in the same position, permanent resident.
Right, correct.
Yes. So then it would be for the both of them, you would need two separate forms filled out. So one for each person. And then you bring both of them down to the county assistant's office.
Okay. So you're going to send me both the paperwork?
Yep. I will send you both. Okay. Or you just print out two copies. I'm going to send you blank forms.
Okay.
All right. And call me if you need me. I will include my direct line in there as well.
Absolutely. But did you send already the email? No, not
yet. No, I'm going to send it right when we hang up.
Okay.
You can email me back. Let me know. It's going to be coming from, my last name is Sullivan. So it's A for Allison Sullivan at Family First, HHC, like home healthcare.com.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.